Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We've been, when I have been speaking over the last few months, we've been looking at the book of Hebrews. And Hebrews tells us again and again about the greatness of Jesus and emphasizes that Jesus is the only person who can meet our needs and open the way for us to get right with God.
在过去几个月，我们一直在就希伯来书展开我的讲道，让我们看到基督耶稣是那正在高天完美的大祭司，他为我们打开了通向上帝的路，让我们可以靠着耶稣得安慰。He
is our high priest, our go-between between us and God.
他是我们坐在高天上的大祭司，他是。
And there's no other person or any other way in which we can come to God.
我们没有，我们不能通过任何别的人和物来到上帝的面前，除了基督耶稣。So
today we'll look at Hebrews chapters 8, 9, and 10.
今天我们的分享的章节是希伯来书8、9、13章。
And these chapters repeat quite a lot of what has already been written in the earlier chapters.
8、9、13章的内容在前面1到7章已经被重复不断地提及过。
And teach us some new things as well.
当然，同时也让我们，也向我们启示新的真理。
So I encourage you to turn to Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 8.
我们翻到希伯来书第8章。
And we'll read from, to begin with, just verse 1 and 2 of chapter 8.
好，我们一起来读希伯来书。大家如果能翻到，包括耶稣，好像有些人还没翻到。新约往后翻233页。 233页，我们一起来读8章1到2节。我们所讲的是其中第一要紧的，就是我们有这样的大祭司，已经坐在天上至大者宝座的右边，在圣所，就是真帐幕里做执事。这帐幕是主所知的，不是人所知的。
So the whole point of what the writer has been writing about through chapters 1 to 7.
所以在这里总结了前面1到7章我们所向我们启示的真理。
Is that we have a great high priest, a perfect high priest who represents us to God.
让我们看到我们有这样一位完美升入高天的大祭司坐在
And now he sits at the right hand of God the Father in heaven.
然后他与上帝，他与至大者一同在高天里坐在宝座上。
Actually, this isn't just the main point of what Hebrews 1 to 7 is written about.
这一节基本上总结了前面1到7章的重点。
But you might say it's the whole point of the Bible, the whole Bible.
其实这也是整本圣经的重点。Jesus
is our great high priest.
整本圣经都在向我们述说，基督耶稣就是那位完美的大祭司。Hebrews
has been telling us that in the Old Testament, Old Covenant pattern,
希伯来书同时也让我们看到了前面旧约的个宣讲的模式。The
priests had to make sacrifices for their own sin.
在旧约里，我们看到大祭司他首先要为自己的罪献上赎罪祭。And
of course for the sins of others who brought their sacrifices to God through the priest.
当然，对于以色列会众 剩下来除了大祭司之外所有会众的罪，他要把祭牲的血再带入帐幕来为他们赎罪。
But Jesus was sinless, so he didn't have to make a sacrifice for himself.
但是和所有的这些人间的大祭司不一样，基督耶稣是唯一无罪的人，他不需要为自己的罪献上赎罪祭。
And for the same reason, his sacrifice was perfect.
所以同时来说，因着他的无罪，他所献上的祭，他是完美的大祭司，他所献上的祭是最完美的祭。
His sacrifice on the cross was once and once only.
基督耶稣为我们被钉死在十字架上所献上的祭是一次成就。永远成就完美的祭。
And never needs to be repeated again.
不需要像人间的大祭司每年都要不断的重复。
And of course that's why Jesus, having made that sacrifice, could ascend to heaven.
然后基督耶稣在十字架上为我们献上了这样的祭，然后他升到了，坐在，他升天，坐在全能父上帝的右边。
In heaven, he continues to do the work of the high priest to pray for us and represent us to God.
他继续在天上为我们在地上的这些圣徒为我们代祷，将我们的请求传递到上帝的面前。
Now, verse 2 tells us something that I think is distinctly new in Hebrews.
在第二节让我们看到了一个新的一个教训。
Verse 2 says, Jesus serves as the high priest in the most holy place.
第二节、
go ahead.
在圣所，在基督耶稣他在圣所作为大祭司在里面服侍。
And that Jesus does that in the real tent, not.
然后他说在这个圣所里，他是在真帐里做祭司，真帐里。
The real tent, erected by God and not by human hands.
真帐幕是神所设立，而不是地上的人所设立。
Now this goes back to the way in which God told the Israelites to make this tent when they were traveling through the desert.
在出埃及记里，我们都熟悉这段旧约历史。上帝通过摩西吩咐以色列百姓在旷野支搭帐篷。
And you may remember that when people brought animals to be sacrificed, they brought them to the altar.
大家还记得以色列百姓必须献上牛羊、羊各样的祭来到圣所。
And when the sacrifice was made, the blood was some of the blood was collected.
当献祭的时候，祭牲的血被收集起来。
And that blood was taken into the tent that was alongside the altar.
所以他们把这个血带进帐幕里面。
And the blood was sprinkled on the people outside and on the things inside the tent.
祭司要把血不但缠在以色列会众身上，也要把这些血带进会幕来献上。
The blood was sprinkled to purify, to cleanse the people from their sin.
当大祭司把这些血带入至圣所，洒在宝座上的时候，就是代表上帝通过这些血来洁净会众的罪。
But I trust you remember that the high priest only went into the second part of the tent once a year.
但是我们必须记住的是，大祭司每年只能一次进入圣所里的至圣所。
So the tent was divided into two.
大家应该有印象，圣所是被分成两部分。
And the inner part, the inner half, was called the most holy place.
在帐幕的最西边，最里面一部分被称为至圣所。
And that was understood to be the most sacred place, as it were, where God's presence was.
在那里，我们在那里，它代表的是上帝的居所，是人间最至圣之所。
But this verse 2 says that tent in the desert, which represented God's place, was only a picture. It wasn't the real thing.
第二节在这里告诉我们，我们在旧约出埃及记这些地方看到的帐幕，只是真帐幕的一个影子，它是代表在天上真帐幕，在地上一个影子而已。
God is spirit, and He lives in the spiritual world.
上帝是个灵，他是属灵的。
In heaven.
他住在天上。
So, what Jesus did that really saves us is that he didn't go into that tent or into the most holy place of the temple which was built later in Jerusalem.
在这里，希伯来书的作者提醒我们，基督耶稣献祭，他不是像旧约的大祭司一样，进入了人手所支搭的帐篷里面，进入至圣所去献祭。
But what Jesus did when he died on the cross, as it were, was brought directly to God in heaven.
基督耶稣献祭是在十字架上为我们献上那最完美的祭，使我们与神和好。
The sacrificing of bulls and goats and other offerings.
在地上所献上的牛羊，所有的牲畜的祭。
Couldn't pay for the penalty of our sins.
这些牲畜的祭永远不能除我们身上的罪。
And the blood of animals, which was sprinkled on the people who brought that offering, couldn't be purified by the blood of animals.
那些带着牲畜来到圣所献祭的那些百姓，当祭司用这些牲畜的血洒在他们身上的时候，并不能让他们从罪里得洁净。
But it's as if when Jesus died, his blood was brought to God himself in heaven, the real place where we are saved and cleansed.
只有基督耶稣在十字架上一次献上的宝血才能真正的洁净我们，除去我们的罪，然后把我们带到上帝的面前，在上帝面前真正蒙悦纳得赦免。
Now, you may find some of these things hard to understand.
也许我们一下子很难去真正的彻底的去明白圣经向我们所呈现的救赎大祭的真理。
Because this thinking is different from the way we normally think.
因为圣经有时候所启示的真理跟我们日常的常识是很大的不一样。
But when Jesus died on the cross, the Bible says,
当圣经告诉我们，神的话告诉我们，当基督耶稣死在十字架上的时候，
that God was then able to forgive our sins and give us new life in Jesus.
耶稣为我们死在十字架上，因着基督耶稣的救赎，上帝赐给我们新生命。
And while he did literally die on the cross on earth here,
基督耶稣在2000年前，他的的确确是在十字架上被钉死。
And as he died on the cross, he was fighting a spiritual battle with Satan and the evil powers and forces.
当他在十字架上死的时候，我们肉眼看不见，但是发生的是一场属灵的一场征战。他将天上执政掌权的、空中属幽暗的、一切执政掌权的幽暗的势力全部都粉碎，战胜了他们。
And so he, in this, he was battling Satan and evil, and he had victory over Satan and evil, which is why in Jesus we can be forgiven for our sins.
在十字架上，基督耶稣一举而尽全功的击碎了撒旦所代表的黑暗势力的仇，黑暗的权势，使得我们这些在黑暗权势里被囚禁的这些罪人，能够因着基督耶稣的救赎，能够得释放，能够从黑暗进光明。
We won't turn and look at it now, but there is a Bible verse that you might look up later in Colossians, in the New Testament, Colossians 2 verse 15.
大家等一下有机会，我们可以一起来看哥罗西书二章十五节。
So, Hebrews is saying to us, that the sacrificing animals in the Old Testament was a kind of picture for us to learn to understand how Jesus died for our sins.
所以旧约里一再呈现的祭司献祭的这个场景，其实是就不断的提醒基督耶稣在十字架上要献上那完美的祭，不断的提醒。
The Old Testament pattern was a picture, a parable, to help us understand that when Jesus came, he could be the full sacrifice who could literally save us from our sins.
旧约里，以色列百姓他们每年都要体验到这个献祭的仪式，就是在通过他们提醒我们每一个基督徒，基督耶稣在新约里献上的祭是真实的完美的祭物，他将要真正的把我们从罪里拯救出来。
Now in chapter 8 from verse 7 it begins to talk again about the old covenant and the new covenant, and of course we haveIn our Bibles today, an old covenant section and a new covenant section.
从第八章七节以后，我们看到圣经告诉我们有前约和旧和后约的区别。这其实就是让我们看到新约和旧约他们之间的连续性和他们的一些区别。
So.Let's read from chapter 8 verses 7 to 13.
让我们一起来读希伯来书八章七到十三节，我们一起开始。那前约若没有瑕疵，就无处寻求后约了。所以主指责他的百姓说，日子将到，我要与以色列家和犹大家另立新约，不像我拉着他们祖宗的手领他们出埃及的时候与他们所立的约，因为他们不恒心守我的约，我也不理他们。这是主说的。主又说，那些日子以后，我与以色列家所立的约乃是这样，我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民，他们不用个人教导自己的乡邻和自己的弟兄说，你该认识主， 因为他们从最小的到最大的都必认识我，我要宽恕他们的不义，不再纪念他们的罪愆，既说新约，就以前约为旧了。但那渐旧渐衰的，就必快归无有了。
So the new covenant is so much better than the old covenant.
在这里让我们看到，那后约比前约更。
The new covenant is about Jesus living in us and changing and transforming us.
在新约里我们看到基督耶稣亲自救赎我们，并且住在我们里面，改变我们。
And of course Jesus lives in us by the Holy Spirit.
当然我们现在都很清楚地知道基督耶稣借着圣灵住在活在我们里面。
And it means that the Holy Spirit can guide us and help us today in a much greater way than was possible in Old Testament times.
所以跟旧约比起来，我们新约的信徒最大的福气就是圣灵住在我们里面，每天引导我们，更新我们。
Now, these chapters are comparing the old and new covenants.
所以这一章就让我们去把新约跟旧约进行了一个对比。
And there are two main reasons why it says that the new covenant in Jesus is so much better.
有两个主要的要点让我们看到为什么新约比旧约、后约比前约更美。
And the first one is what we've been talking about already.
第一点，我们刚才其实已经提及过。
That Jesus, his sacrifice was made in the real most holy place.
基督耶稣是真正的为我们献上了那真正的完美祭物。
In the spiritual realm or in heaven.
他在天上为我们献上了完美的祭物。
I'd now like us to read verse 7 in chapter 9.
让我们一起打开第九章，我们一起来念第七节。好，我们翻到，我们一起来九章七节。至于第二层帐幕，唯有大祭司一年一次独自进去，没有不带着血为自己和百姓的过错献上。
Chapter 9 verses 1 to 10 is all about the Old Testament and the tent with its holy place and most holy place.
9章1到10节主要向我们重新带我们去看到地上的帐幕和天上的圣所之间的区别，地上的帐幕、圣所和至圣所之间的区别。
And it was the sprinkling of the blood of the sacrifice on the things that were in the most holy place that was thought especially to bring cleansing and freedom from sin.
让我们在地上，让我们在旧约的祭司在地上的圣所所洒在圣洁的器皿上，洒上祭牲的血的这个过程当中，让我们看到它代表的是基督耶稣终将带来的赦罪。
Now, could we also read verse 11, please? So that's chapter 9, verse 11.
让我们来读九章十一节。但现在基督已经来到，做了将来每次的大祭司。经过那更大更全备的帐幕，不是人手所造，也不是属乎这世界。
So this section is constantly emphasizing the real sacrifice that matters is Jesus' sacrifice on the cross.
第十一节其实就不断地在提醒你，真正的献祭体现在基督耶稣在十字架上的救赎。
And the effects of that took place in the spiritual world in heaven.
他基督耶稣在十字架上的献祭，真正的在属灵的国度起到了绝大的功效。
The second reason why the New Testament is better than the Old.
另外一个旧约比旧新约比旧约更美更好的原因是
，is that Jesus presents to God the perfect sacrifice of Himself.
是让我们看到在十字架上，基督耶稣把自己作为那最美最美的祭物献给了神。
And His blood.
他洒出了宝血。
Because Jesus is the only human being without sin.
因为我们都知道基督耶稣是在这地上生活过的唯一无罪的人。
He alone could be sacrificed.
他可以把自己完美的献上。
I'd now like us to read verses 14 and 15 from chapter 9.
我们一起来读九章十四到十五。何况基督借着永远的灵，将自己无瑕无疵献给神，他的血岂不更能洁净你们的心，除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉那永生神吗？为此他做了新约的中保，既然受死赎了人在前约之时所犯的罪过，便叫蒙召之人得着所应许永远的产业。
Verse 14 means that unlike the old covenant sacrifices of animals,
第十四节再次提醒我们，跟旧约献上牲畜的血来献祭完全不一样的事。
Jesus' death and His blood can cleanse our conscience, our heart, our mind, our real inner self.
基督耶稣在十字架上献上自己的宝血，那个他的宝血能洁净我们的心，洁净我们的良心，洁净我们的心思意念，洁净我们的思想。
Now.At the end of chapter 9, there are three verses that tell us three important things. So that's verse 26 to verse 28 in chapter 9. And, we actually can read from the middle of just read from the beginning of 26, 27 and 28.
我们一起来读九章二十六到二十八节。如果这样，他从创世以来就必多次受苦，但如今在这末世显现一次，把自己献为祭，好除掉罪。按着定命，人人都有一死。死后却有审判，像这样，基督既然一次被献，担当了许多人的罪，将来要向那等候他的人第二次显现，并与罪无关，乃是为拯救他们。
Well, the first point is Jesus' whole purpose in coming to earth was to remove sin, abolish sin.
我们看到基督耶稣降世为人，道成肉身，他是为了为我们除罪，把我们的罪除去。
sometimes we talk about how Jesus forgives our sin.
我们在很多时候我们会说基督耶稣赦免了我们的罪。
Without thinking of how completely Jesus can remove our sin.
但是我们却没有思想基督耶稣他能一次就把我们的所有的罪都除去。
So, Jesus, in this world, we still live in a sinful world.
我们看到一个现实就是我们依然生活在一个充满罪恶的世界。
And so we are constantly surrounded by sin and our hearts and minds are still being transformed, still being, changed from our natural sinful attitudes and things.
一件我们不可忽视的事实就是我们其实都淹没在罪的海洋里，我们的心思意念经常会被罪给影响，我们就是靠着基督耶稣，我们不断的被基督耶稣的生命不断的在我们里面改变我们引导我们。
But Jesus' purpose is not just to forgive us for this or forgive us for that. Jesus' purpose is to ultimately, bring us to the point where we have no sin.
基督耶稣来不是今天你犯个罪他赦免你，明天你犯个罪他赦免你，他不是来单独的为我们每个罪来赦免，他要来是让我们进入完全无罪的状态。
The second point is in verse 27.
然后第二点我们来看27节。
We die once and then the judgment.
人人都有一死，死后却有审判。
So, this is relevant to, particularly for Buddhist and Hindu people.
对于佛教徒和印度教徒来说。
Because they believe in reincarnation.
因为他们相信的是轮回。
And you may well have friends who have a Buddhist background.
你也许认识一些佛教徒背景的朋友。
But the Bible is very clear. God has made us with the reality that we will have one life and then the judgment.
但圣经非常清晰地向我们启示，我们人在地上的生命只有一次。死后就会接受审判。
And the judgment at the end will be really, very real and very important.
死后的审判是一定会发生，一定会真真实实的发生，而且是真实。
But we do not need to fear the judgment if we are trusting in Jesus.
但如果我们在基督里，我们无需惧怕审判。
If we are trusting in Jesus, then our sins are forgiven, and we move past the judgment to the third point that is in verse 28.
所有在基督里的人，他们将不会遭受永刑的审判。这就让我们带到第三点。
Jesus needed to come to earth and die once for the whole world.
基督耶稣来到人世间，为我们一次献上，来拯救这个世界。
Verse 28 says.He will come again, but not to deal with sin.
28节让我们看到基督耶稣终将还会第二次再来，但是是与罪无关。
But to save those who are waiting for him, trusting him.
但他第二次再来 其中的一个目的就是要来拯救那些信靠他的人。
So after the judgment, there will be the new heaven and the new earth.
圣经向我们启示，当基督第二次再来的时候，新天新地必将再来。
And there will be no sin.
在新天新地里，在那个时候，将是全然无罪的状态。
Neither in our lives or in the whole new heaven and new earth.
不管是在我们今生，不管是在这个地上，还是在整个新天新地里面。
That's when Jesus, God's plan, will come to completion.
那时候，上帝在基督里的救赎计划将达到圆满成全。
All sin will be removed, and therefore we can live with God and be in His presence.
那时候，我们将在新天新地里与上帝永远同在，而且是在无罪的状态中与神同在。
So, you and I, are we all believing and trusting and obeying Jesus, waiting for Him to return?
弟兄姐妹，我们是否真心信靠基督耶稣，仰望他的到来？
The first time Jesus came to redeem us and pay the penalty for our sin.
基督耶稣在2000年前已经来过，担当了多人的罪。
The second time, when Jesus returns, we will be completely saved, totally saved from sin.
当基督耶稣第二次再来的时候，我们将在基督耶稣里完全圣洁，无有瑕疵。
Now there's one other little section I'd like us to look at for a minute. So that's chapter 10, verses 5 to 7.
然后让我们来看最后一部分，那就是第十章的五到七节。我们翻到了，我们可以一起来念一下《希伯来书》十章五到七节。所以，基督到世上来的时候，就说：“神啊，祭物和礼物是你不愿意的。”已曾给我预备了身体，燔祭和赎罪祭是你不喜欢的。那时我说：神啊，我来了，为要照你的旨意行。我的事在经卷上已经记载了。
This passage is like a discussion between God and, that is, God the Father and Jesus, God the Son.
五到七节让我们仿佛让我们看到在三位一体上帝当中圣父与圣子之间的交谈。
These three verses are actually quoted from Psalm 40.
五到七节原文来自于诗篇四十篇。
But the picture is of the Father, God the Father and Jesus talking about the need to open a way for human beings to come back and relate to them.
五到七节让我们看到在永恒中圣父与圣子他们有个救赎的大计，是让基督耶稣为了我们这些罪人来献上救赎，使这些罪人能够重新回到神的身边，与神和好，成为神的儿女。
So yes, Jesus' response to the needfor a sacrifice to pay the penalty of our sin and to free us from sin.
是的， 基督耶稣在这个对话中，我们看到他心甘情愿为了我们，他愿意为我们走上十字架，为我们代替我们死在十字架上，为我们死，然后让我们把我们带到永生神上帝面前。
And Jesus says, "Here am I to do your will."
所以在第七节我们看到他说，神啊，我来了，为要照你的旨意行。
And that's Jesus' example for us in our daily life today.
基督耶稣在这里为我们当今的基督徒每天的生活设立了个完美的榜样。
If we want to be purified and transformed,
如果我们的生命要在今生被不断的更新
and be be with him in heaven,
将来我们也要与他一同生在天上，
then we too need to follow Jesus' example.
我们需要遵循基督耶稣的榜样。
Here I am to do your will.
我们应该跟基督一起向神说，神啊，我来了，为要照你的旨意行，为要遵循你的旨意。
And Jesus did that.
基督耶稣甘心顺服，死在为我们死在了十字架。
He died on the cross.
他为我们甘心情愿的死在了十字架。
To save you and me.
因着他的顺服，我们得拯救，我们得平安。
So that ends the process in Hebrews of the first 10 chapters that talk primarily about Jesus and all he has done for us.
所以在希伯来书前十章里，我们不断的看到作者向我们提醒基督是谁，他为我们做了什么。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you.
神啊，我们感谢。
That Jesus was willing.
基督耶稣他愿意顺服。
To do your will.
基督耶稣愿意遵循你的旨意。
Regardless of the cost of his coming to this world.
不管代价如何，他都愿意甘心情愿遵循你的旨意。
It's not easy to understand this book of Hebrews.
对于我们有限的人来说，很难真正的去完全明白希伯来书的教训。
But we pray that you will continue to help us to grow in our understanding.
神啊，求你将你的灵赐给我，让我们不断的、更多的来认识。
And our obedience to you.
让我们每天都更加的顺服。
We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.